Mark's Gospel and chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 32. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door. And Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons. But he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let's go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Gracious Father, we pray now in these few moments that your blessing, the blessing of your word, your living word, would feed and encourage and strengthen us. Amen. So in the last few weeks, we've been thinking on the theme of making progress. And what I've been seeking to do is to take some big issues about God, about us, about our journey, and say, look, we need to get beneath the surface of some of these things and understand what they're about. And in understanding, being transformed in our minds, then we have a hope of making progress. And what I have done, as I say, is try to scratch beneath the surface of some of these things, some of these issues, and say, let's relate them to ourselves. Let's try and get a grip on them that we might make progress. So you can see what we've looked at so far. Authority, the authority of Jesus, the blessing, the glory of God. What is faith? Faith as a journey, us as a community, God as Father, the fruit, the character of God that he creates, that he grows within us as we're open and respond to God, and the gifts that God gives freely to us to use in his service and in the service of one another. And today we think about prayer. We need to get a grip on prayer. We need to reflect on what prayer is. We need to, in a sense, scratch beneath the surface. Say, what is prayer about? Why should anybody pray? Why should you pray? After all, we live in a very materialistic world. Surely everything we need is what you can touch and sense and smell. Why pray to someone you cannot see? Why pray at all? You know, if we think about prayer, look at these words. We think of prayer sometimes as adoration. When you say to somebody, maybe, I don't know, if do you say to anybody, "I adore you"? Maybe you do. But adoration is that "I love you. I love you." And maybe you've had that place with God in prayer. Maybe in a sense it's been out of character. You would never say it to anybody else. But you've just known the presence of God and you've said, "Father, I adore you. I love you." And I know maybe I fear saying that to somebody else because I've been let down by others. But Father, I say it to you because I know you'll never let me down. Father, I love you. That's adoration. Thanksgiving, and of course we know what thanksgiving is. Thankfulness is a transformative thing. If you give thanks to somebody, it changes you. If you give thanks to God, it changes you. Thankfulness opens up your heart. It opens up your life. And sometimes, you know, rather than criticize, sometimes it's great to think of something good to say to somebody and say, "I'm not going to criticize that person today. What they do always annoys me. I can't stand it. But I'm going to be thankful. What can I thank them for?" And that might be a struggle sometimes to think of something to thank. But it's good for us. And prayer involves thankfulness. After all, the Apostle Paul says, give thanks in all circumstances. It doesn't matter what you're going through. If you're like Paul, you've been thrown in prison, you've been beaten, you've been left for dead. Give thanks that God is faithful, that God is good, that his love endures forever. Thankfulness. Petition. That's just a posh way of saying asking. Because we do need to ask. As any child would ask a father or a mother, a parent, and saying, "What? Well, this is what I need." And the great thing about when we petition God, when we ask God for things, you know, in our perspective, we may need something. But God gives us what we truly need. We may ask for, I don't know what you ask for. Maybe you can think this last week, what have I asked God for? And God graciously gives us always what we need, not always what we ask for. But just the act, it seems to me, the act of asking is really positive. And that's part of prayer. And then there's this word confession, is that admitting I got it wrong. And we need to confess to God the stuff that we have got wrong. And do you know, there is nothing you can say to God that surprises him. Do you know, you can't turn around to God and say, I know, God, I've done this and I want to confess it. And God goes, what? Did you? I don't believe it. You never, you know, God doesn't. Of course, God knows what you've done. And the crazy thing about our confession is sometimes we hold off our confession so long because we kind of think, I'll try and hide it from God. Who do we think we are? He knows what we've done. Confession is about releasing the burden from ourselves. It's about asking God's forgiveness. Sometimes we need to confess to God. Sometimes we need to confess to others and say, I got this wrong. And I'm sorry about that. Maybe we put in the words, I want to ask your forgiveness. Maybe we don't actually say that, but we just want to apologize, confess. And that again, it's good for our soul. Years ago, I preached a whole series of sermons about looking after your soul. And this is part of it. Confession is about looking after your soul. Because sin, stuff that's unconfessed, it's like a disease in us. And while on the front, you know, what we present to people, it may look great. And we might be great as we come to church and we praise God and we worship and so on. We pray the greatest prayers. God knows what's going on. God knows the disease that's ridden throughout our bodies. And so we need to confess our sin. And then this last one, praise. That's just to declare to God what he already knows. But it's good to say it. God, you're great. God, I thank you for your mercy. Your mercy is everlasting. Your love endures forever. You are strong. You are righteous. You are faithful. We thank you and so on. Praise is just declaring what is true about God. And there are all sorts of things. We can pray verbally. We can pray in silence. We can pray just in reflection. All sorts of ways. Well, today I want to focus particularly on a deep question. Prayer confronts us with what I think is our deepest question as human beings. And when I put this question up, you might think it's a really strange question. How can this question possibly be anything to do with prayer? And I want to say, in my reflection on prayer, while prayer is a lot of stuff, at base level, this is what's going on in prayer. And this is why we need to pray. Prayer confronts us with our deepest question. And it's this. Who am I? Who am I? Do you know, just as I said that, I had an intuitive sense there are some who would go, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to know who I am. Prayer confronts us with that question, who am I? And I'm going to put up some words. In prayer, I am reminded of all these, how many, five words. In prayer, when we come to pray, now we can pray in all sorts of ways and we can do all sorts of things in prayer, but at base level, root level, deep in our soul, what is going on in prayer? In prayer, we are reminded. First, I was born to worship. Now, why is that important? It's important because it reminds us that we are not number one. When we come to pray, we're reminded that there is a God who is great, who is big, he is awesome. And we cannot fully comprehend who God is. When we come to pray, why do we need to pray? Because we need to know that there is one who is greater than us. We need to be reminded that I was born to worship. I was born to sing praise to God. I was born to speak out thanksgiving to God. I was born to say to God, you are worthy, and I will serve you with my whole life. When we come to prayer, who am I? It's that reminder. I was born to worship. That's the first thing, seems to me. Second, I am loved. When we come to pray, we're reminded I was born to worship. Second is, I am loved. The passage I read just a few moments ago from Mark has Jesus at the beginning of his ministry. And it looks like, I'm amazed every time I read these words. That evening after sunset, the people brought Jesus, all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door. I mean, this is success. Extraordinary. This is amazing success. Everything is going right. Jesus has called his disciples and they must be just going, this is fantastic. This is amazing. This is great. We want this to last forever. The whole town is there. Early in the morning, while it's still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Why did he do that? He went off to a solitary place where he prayed three times. Here, he goes off to a solitary place where he prays. After the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, we're told that Jesus goes off alone to pray. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus says to his disciples, you go over there and I will go and pray alone. Why does Jesus go and pray alone? Does he really need to pray at all? Why does he pray alone? Is it because he needs to hear the Father's words? You're my son. I love you. I am pleased with you. I read the story of the prodigal son who left home, abandoned his father and his brother and his home and went off and wasted everything. Why did he go? Was it because he didn't know he was loved? Because when he came back, he said, I'm only worthy to be your servant. But the father said, you're my son. When we come to prayer, it's because we need to know, I was born to worship. It's because we need to know, I am loved. The third thing, I was created. Such an obvious thing. when we come to prayer, we are reminded, I was created. Why do you need to know that? Why do we need to pray? It's to remind ourselves that we were created. We are not accidents. Sometimes I hear that awful thing that is said. Parents, little kids, babies, saying, oh, this is little Joey. He was, have you heard it? An accident. Have you heard that? Hello? That child growing up with the thought, he was an accident. It didn't mean to happen. Well, how to scar a young life? You're not an accident. You were created by God. And that's why the psalmist can sing praise to God. Even when I was in my mother's womb, you knew me. You knit me together. You put all the atoms and the molecules together. You caused the separation of the cells and the creation of who I am today. You were created, and because of that, you are very, very special. You are wonderfully made. And when we come to prayer, it's to be reminded, I am created. I'm not an accident. I am wonderfully made. Mysterious though that is, God has made me just like this. And that's why we pray. I was born to worship. I am loved. I was created. And then the fourth thing here, I am forgiven. And we mentioned earlier about forgiveness, confession. We need to be forgiven for the stuff that we've done. But I've realized that for a lot of folk, even though you can go to somebody and say, I want to confess myself. I'm sorry for what I've done. I shouldn't have said what I said. I shouldn't have done what I've done. Would you forgive me? And the words, yes, I forgive you. And we'd like to think that that's the end of the matter. We'd like to think that when we say to God, God, please forgive what I've done. We'd like to think that's the end of the matter. But you know, there is this thing that stays with us. And the word we use for it is shame. Most of us carry shame around. And the chances are, even now, you're thinking of stuff that you've done or things you've said. And you just think, oh, please don't remind me. Because you're ashamed. That's just a natural process. And for a lot of folk, it seems to me, it's not just forgiveness we need. We need to know that our shame can be cleansed. That God can deal with our shame. And when we come to pray, the reason why we pray is that God might wash our shame away. Not just our sins, he might wash our shame away. If we confess our sin, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sin and cleanse us of all we've done wrong. So we need to be forgiven and cleansed. So we come to prayer for all of these reasons, that we might get up from prayer new, cleansed, free, alive again. And this last element here, I am home. I love the fact in the story, the father welcomes the son back home. He was dead, but is alive. He was lost, he is found. Why do we pray? Because we need to be reminded that our heart's true home is with God. Our heart's true home is with God. And I want to encourage each one of us this morning with prayer. However we pray, some of us, we can't pray unless we're sitting in a particular chair and we speak words. There will be others of us who are most encouraged to pray by reading words, by reading prayers. There will be others of us who say, well, I can't do any of that. I'll just sit and be quiet. And there will be yet more of us who say, well, I can't sit and I can't speak. I will walk. I have to do something in order to pray, to be engaged with God. However we pray, whatever we do, underneath the surface, we pray because we need to be reminded that we were born to worship. We need to be reminded that we're loved. We need to be reminded that we were created purposefully by God. We need to be reminded that we are forgiven and cleansed. We need to be reminded that even in that moment of prayer, we are home. We are home. May God, in his kindness, draw close to us and encourage us in prayer. I'm not telling you how you should now go and pray, but I want to encourage you to go and pray. However it suits you to pray. And let's pause right now. May God's grace and kindness surround us in the stillness of our hearts. May we know his grace and kindness surrounding us, strengthening us, encouraging us.